Hi, this is a dictation for patient Angela Lee, A-N-G-E-L-A-L-E. Date of birth is 7-15-91, date of accident 5-25-2020, and date of service is 5-10-2022. Sister presenting illness, Ms. Angela Lee is here for a follow-up evaluation. Initially, she was involved in an automobile accident. Where she was T-boned on the passenger side as a driver, leading to headache, various symptoms of TBI, including dizziness, loss of balance, loss of memory, lack of focus, confusion, disorientation, loss of vision field, spots in the vision, and nightmares, along with pain in the lower back, neck, and the right shoulder. Overall, the patient has continued with various injection treatments for the lumbar spine, six of them, and one cervical epidural she has had, and three sets of sacroiliac joint injection. Along with this, patient had a various injection to her shoulder, knees, and an occipital nerve block has been conducted. At this time, patient reports that she has significantly improved in her symptoms. She reports almost 50% improvement in her symptoms overall. The headaches have lessened, and they are only 3 to 4 on a scale of 1 to 10. The right shoulder pain and the neck pain is 6 to 7 at the worst, but usually around 3 to 4. Lower back pain is also 3 to 4. And radiation to the right arm and right leg is very minimal, very rare. And the patient has no effect on the ADLs at this time. She's able to do work formally. And in the system review, patient reports headaches and a dizziness, vertigo, fainting, blackout, difficulty sleeping, tension, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, poor work performance, anxiety, depression, and loss of memory. She denies any vision disturbances. She denies any weakness, seizures, and any other issues. In the pain and numbness, patient has the shoulder stiffness on the right, neck stiffness, lower back stiffness associated with pain in the lower back, mid back, upper back, neck, and the right shoulder. She reports of some pain in the right wrist and hand, and right ankle and foot. Slight difficulty walking is reported. She can walk up to two blocks without pain. And in the GI, patient suffers from nausea and vomiting and stomach pain. However, she denies any diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GE, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain medication and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine or Ultran. Substance abuse, patient reports no abuse of any substances. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 130 over 100 and pulse is 69, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination follows from 4-11-2022. Visit dictation number 0411-063 with the following changes. The musculoskeletal examination reveals that the spine tenderness is not present in the sacroiliac joint at all. The rest of the spine is non-tender. And inspection palpation is completely normal. Please use the previous visit record. In the paravertebral muscle spasm, please mention that there is no spasm in the paravertebral muscle from C1 to L5, and hypertonicity is zero. Cervical spine range of motion is completely normal with forward flexion 60, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, and bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, completely normal range of motion, forward flexion is 60, extension 25, bilateral side flexion is 30, bilateral rotation is 30. And maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign negative, Sperling sign negative. The Lerman test is negative, the distraction test negative, Soto Hall test is negative. In the thoracic spine, the Roos test negative, Slump test negative, lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kernig test is negative, straight leg raising test is negative, contralateral leg rest test negative, Bagel test negative, slump test, Kemp test is negative, slump test is negative, Babinski sign negative. Sacroiliac joint, both the sacroiliac joints are found to be non-tender. Standing flexion test negative, iliac compression test negative, distraction test negative, Faber test is negative, and Glanzmann test is negative, Trendelberg sign is negative. In the extremities are completely normal, both the elbows and wrists bilaterally are normal, the motor power is normal, sensations are intact, upper extremities and lower extremities do not show any abnormality, including the shoulder. Gait is completely normal, diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to continue the physical therapy at 2 times per week for this patient, focusing on neck, lower back, shoulder, and with traction massage, aquatherapy. She is for now not working legally, and housework replacement and transportation has been added. Regarding the medications, we have reviewed her labs and the previous laboratory and ordered a new lab. Medications are provided as follows: duloxetine 30 mg, 60 tablets for antidepressants, tizanidine 4 mg twice a day for muscle relaxers, Celebrex 200 mg a day for NSAID, anti-inflammatory tramadol ER 100 mg twice a day for pain, Relief Lunesta 1 mg 30 tablets for sleeping, and Lidocell patch are provided, and a stomach pill XAD is provided, 20 mg twice a day. Thank you. And her legs have been withdrawn, and patient will continue to see neurologist and neuropsych as she has been advised for further therapy. Physical therapy is continuing, laser treatment are going on, and the patient is fairly satisfied. The patient denies any surgical consultation she doesn't want, and at this time, best options have been discussed, including spinal cord stimulation device. However, her pains have responded very well. They're only 3 and 4, and they're tolerable, and the patient is planning to go back to work. Thank you.